FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. 6 weeks of fighting could come to a pause very shortly as Hamas agrees to release some of the Israel hostages. ABC's Matt Gutman with details from Tel Aviv.
Israel would get at least 50 hostages, all women and children. They're going to try to keep the families together. They're going to be released in batches of 10 to 12 hostages per day over at least 4 days, possibly extending to 6 days. And during that time, they're not calling it a ceasefire. They're calling it a pause in hostilities and fightings. In addition to that, in a ratio of 3-1, Hamas will get Palestinians released from Israeli jails. And these will be women and Palestinian minors.
Sam Altman is returning to OpenAI, the company tweeting that the creator of ChatGPT will be back and the board who fired him abruptly last Friday will be replaced. Investigators in Philadelphia are processing a crime scene where a shootout left 2 people dead and 5 others wounded. They're still looking for the gunman. This is ABC News. Captured in New Mexico, the suspect in a deadly shooting in Colorado.
45-year-old Hanmi Clark is accused of killing 3 people in a property dispute in rural Custer County, Colorado. Investigators say it started as a neighbor property fight over an easement. There was a surveyor there at the time who was able to run to safety during the shooting. Custer County Sheriff Rich Smith says the arrest was made in Albuquerque.
I hope that this brings relief to the neighborhood and to the community.
The sheriff's office had been aware of an ongoing property dispute with those involved, but the sheriff saying they never thought it would end in the murders. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The Coast Guard says more than 1 million gallons of oil may have leaked from a pipeline just off the Louisiana coast. The pipeline has been shut down, but teams are still searching for the site of the leak. And Lakers star LeBron James, now the first NBA player ever to pass 39,000 career points. He hit the milestone in a victory over the Utah Jazz. Liz Landers, ABC News.
The simple act of sharing gratitude is how Thanksgiving is described in the dictionary. But did you know the first official national holiday happened in 1789? It was declared by President George Washington following the creation of the new U.S. Constitution. Today, Thanksgiving means gratefulness for the harvest, your family, or a higher power. However you celebrate, all of us with your local civic media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court heard arguments Tuesday in a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative maps. Lawyer Mark Gaber, arguing for the petitioners, suggests Wisconsin's political boundaries are some of the most out of proportion in the United States.
This shocks people across the country who look at this map. This is like foreign to what redistricting looks like.
The court will decide whether Wisconsin's maps are drawn to the point of being unconstitutional. The opening weekend of the 9-day gun deer hunt in Wisconsin was slower than last year. The Department of Natural Resources says this year's opening weekend numbers were about 16% lower than last year. Wildlife officials blame mild weather. This year's season started several days earlier than last year's. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa, too, for it's happy polka time.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Albert R. Sawalich, age 86, of Clam Lake, formerly of New Hope, Minnesota, died on Friday, November 17th at Court Manor Health Services in Ashland. He is survived by 4 children, Mark Sawalich of River Falls, by Debbie Engblom of Coon Rapids, Minnesota, by Lori LeClaire of River Falls, and by Julie Ogitz of Lake Nebagaman. Survived also by 8 grandchildren, by 2 great-grandchildren, and other relatives and friends. Graveside service will be held at the Glen Haven Memorial Gardens in Crystal, Minnesota, on Monday, November 27th at 11 a.m. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Albert R. Sawalich, age 86, Clam Lake. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Escape to the heart of Oxbow, Wisconsin, where Oxbow Resort awaits with its iconic Bushlight wood tick races and the legendary Oxbow Burger. Nestled just off Highway 70 west on Oxbow Drive, this hidden gem beckons you with warmth and hospitality every day except Wednesdays. Discover a haven where adventure meets relaxation, conveniently situated off the snowmobile trail for winter enthusiasts. Indulge in the thrill of the tick races or savor the mouth-watering flavors of the original Oxbow Burger. Experience the essence of the Oxbow at the Oxbow Resort, an unforgettable destination for all seeking the Northwoods.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Mostly sunny for today. Highs top out near 39 degrees. Wind southwesterly, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, some cloudiness could pass through the area. Lows drop to 21. Winds turn to the north, 5 to 15. For Thanksgiving, lots more sunshine, cooler with highs only making it into the upper 20s. Winds remain north, 5 to 15, higher gusts possible. Thursday night, mostly clear, lows fall back to 11. Winds northwest, 5 to 15. And then Friday, sunshine remains in the forecast and highs head back to the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 21.
iPhone 15 Pro on Verizon.
Black Friday starts now. Trade in any iPhone in any condition for the new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium and iPad and Apple Watch SE. All on us with Unlimited Ultimate. Act now. Visit Verizon.com. iPhone requires Unlimited Ultimate plan first. Service plan required for iPad and Apple Watch. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new smartphone line required first. Less $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit. Up to $459.99 device payment purchase with new line on eligible plan required per Apple Watch or iPad. Less up to $459.99 promo credit per device applied. 0% APR. Additional terms and conditions apply.
With SRN Sports, I'm Andrew Stewart. The Phoenix Suns keep winning while one of their stars reaches another milestone.
31 points to lead the Suns to their fourth straight win, a 120-107 victory over the Trailblazers. Durant moved into 11th place among all-time NBA scorers, surpassing Elvin Hayes.
To be amongst the all-time greats, the guys who set the standard and made the NBA what it is today, it's an honor. I mean, it's a lot of games played, a lot of shots being put up, and so to be amongst the greatest of the greats of this game is pretty cool.
Devin Booker added 28 points. Yusuf Nurkic had 18 points and a game-high 12 rebounds as the Suns improved to 8-6. George Tanner, Phoenix.
Other NBA winners last night, Orlando, Indiana, Cleveland in overtime, and the Lakers. This is SRN Sports. In Major League Baseball, the San Diego Padres named their next manager 1 month after losing theirs to a division rival.
Mike Schilt has been hired as the manager of the San Diego Padres, returning to the dugout 2 years after he was suddenly fired by the St. Louis Cardinals following a third straight playoff appearance. The Padres announced Tuesday that Schilt had been given a 2-year contract. Schilt replaces Bob Melvin, who was hired away by the San Francisco Giants on October 25th with a year left on his contract with the Padres. The 55-year-old Schilt has a managerial record of 252 wins and 199 losses in 4 seasons. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Top 25 college hoops winners last night. Big upset. Number 4 Marquette stunned number 1 Kansas 73-59. Other hoops winners: Purdue, Duke, Gonzaga, among others. With sports, I'm Andrew Stewart.
And the Lions on Thanksgiving. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Detroit has hosted an NFL game on Thanksgiving since 1934. The tradition continues when the Lions face Green Bay, kickoff at 11:30 a.m. on CBS. 17 players on the Packers injury list, including rookie tight end Luke Musgrave, who had to be hospitalized with an abdominal injury after beating the Chargers on Sunday. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
He didn't say anything all game. You know, something came up and he'd been in the hospital.
NBA, big game for the Bucks. They lay their 5-game winning streak on the line when they take on Drew Holiday and the Celtics. 6:30 tonight in Boston. Giannis interviewed on Bally Sports Wisconsin, asked about Chris Middleton surpassing Sidney Moncrief for leading scorer in franchise history.
He's number 4 now. How cool is that for you?
It's really cool, but he's not catching me. He's not catching me. Got a long way to go.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
And checking some local sports scores from last night, we had some boys and girls basketball going on around the Northwoods. And boys action last night was the first night they could play, and a few teams took advantage of that. Shawano topped Lakeland 63-49. It was Ladysmith topping the Shawamigan boys last night 56-34, and the Prentice boys top Abbotsford 73-52. Girls basketball last night had Prentice beating Abbotsford 46-36. It was Athens getting a win over the Rib Lake girls, 71-27. You had Lakeland topping Shawano, 66-48. And the Medford girls, they went over Chippewa Falls, 55-48. And the Lakeland hockey team got their season going last night as Lakeland topped Stevens Point Pacelli, 6-1. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
My family ruined Thanksgiving for me. My first Thanksgiving in the house, I was going to host it. I never hosted Thanksgiving. I was going to have it catered. I wanted it to be done really nice. They said, no, you always take us to restaurants. We're going to cater it for you. We'll bring the food. There's 10 of us. My sister brings a 12-pound turkey. Grace did not go the way I would have liked it to. Thank you, God, for the 12-pound turkey. I didn't know they made them that small. It must have got hit by a car. I hope it didn't suffer. Since there are 10 of us, tell me there are 9 more turkeys just like this in the kitchen. Tell me this is like the Cornish game hen of turkeys. And my other sister, the health nut, she brought the vegetables. She brought turnips. People bring stuff to your house. You want to be nice, gracious. How do you like my turnips? I think you're supposed to eat these. These suck with butter on them. nothing sucks with butter on.
On Thanksgiving, Americans pause to give thanks for their blessings. And at stores across the nation, we say, that's why we're opening on Thanksgiving Day. We're not waiting till Friday. We're not waiting till midnight. No, Thanksgiving Day. Boom, buy stuff. Restraint? What's that? Come to our stores and you'll find any shred of decency, morals, or virtue for half off. All integrity, principles, and propriety 70% off. We have no shame. It's all about the ka-ching. Shop on Thanksgiving Day. We're the merchants of America. And if we can make a buck by trampling on a family holiday, we are so there.
Can you hear me now?
We're carving up more country right now.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hope you're hungry.
98Q Country.
When you say I love you, before you hang up the phone, when you buy her favorite wine on your way home, when you kiss her in the kitchen, when you kiss her on the street, when you kiss her when she's still asleep, it matters to her.
listen online at 98qcountry.com.
I didn't know if we were over or just on the rise. It was me thinking I could save us, just a mirage. I was burning up a highway that kept getting longer. With every turn of these tires, she just kept getting goner. And the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plain. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. Showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. Was she counting down the seconds, or maybe having second thoughts, and was moving all made up in her mind? Would she taste it if she knew that? But losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven. And heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. Ooh. Now she's on some silver wings flying in. Me, I'm on the bad side. Through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. It's 747 somewhere between here and heaven. Heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I waited too long, like a sad country song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late.
Davis here. You got to speed up a little bit there. Tucson too late. Jordan Davis at 98Q Country. I hope your Thanksgiving travels get you there on time. I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, whatever that may be. It's different for everybody. Everybody's a little bit different. Some people love to have a whole family over and just, yeah, woohoo. Other people are like, give me my Packer game and I'm just fine. Whatever it may be, whatever peace, quiet, mental well-being, whatever it takes to get to that point, I hope you find it this weekend at some point, even if it's not on Thanksgiving Day. You got Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I know a lot of you are working, you know, doing stuff like that, but I hope you'll find at least a little time to be thankful. Earlier this morning, I want to replay this because earlier this morning, our Focus on the Family segment talked a little bit about Thanksgiving, and I think it was very good. So in case you missed it, I'm going to replay it for you right now, talking about Thanksgiving.
In honor of Thanksgiving, I'd like to read you a portion of an editorial that's been published in the Wall Street Journal every Thanksgiving Eve since 1961. It reads as follows. This is indeed a big and wealthy country. Those who journey across the central plains to its western slopes only glimpse a measure of its bounty and are struck by the thought that this country one day can be even greater. America is one of the great underdeveloped countries of the world. What it reaches for exceeds by far what it grasps. Of course, it is also true that America is colored in wild hues. No man, if he be truthful, can say that the specter of war is banished, nor can he be sure that men of diverse views can live peaceably together. But we can all remind ourselves that this country was not born from the resources of the earth, though they be plentiful, but from the men who took its measure. For that reminder is everywhere, from our cities to our farms, from our factories to our homes, and from our hospitals to the schools that spread across our land. We also remind ourselves that despite our social discord, we remain the longest enduring society of free men. Being so, we are the marvel and the mystery of the world, for that enduring liberty is no less a blessing than the abundance of the earth. To these profound words of encouragement, I offer a hearty amen. And
there you go. That played earlier this morning, our Focus on the Family. It kind of hits it on the head. We are certainly blessed in this country with wealth and so many things. And some of you may not feel real wealthy, but I always say, as long as we're in charge, as long as man, woman are in charge, imperfect as we are, there's always going to be flaws. But we are certainly blessed in this country with freedom and wealth and wealth beyond money, I'm talking. Let's take time to be thankful for that, and especially with all the things going on in other parts of the country where people are fighting for their existence and wars and stuff like that. We have to be thankful for the peace that we have here. Speaking of battles, the deer hunters, the deer hunter, oh, it's always a battle out in the woods, isn't it? We're back again tonight. Talking deer hunting with the Deer Hunters Roundup. Lots of pictures. Thank you for all the photos. We've uploaded most of them, I think. If you go to the 98qcountry.com webpage and you don't see a photo that you sent us, please resend it to us. Sometimes they get lost in the mix, but I think we got pretty much most of them on there. A couple people send us videos, and I tried. Our website is seriously under transition. I don't think I can upload that video. I think it's just photos, so we apologize for that. But a lot of nice photos, a lot of cool stuff on there, so check it out. Get us your photos. We got huge prize packages for our youth photo contest and the adult contest. The youth photo contest, one of the prizes on that is a youth rifle valued at over $700. I mean, it's really cool from Essential Shooting Supply. And even the adult photo contest has tons of gift certificates in there, and they're all listed at 98qcountry.com. I see I need to make a few updates on this, as we've got some things added in there. And we also have a prize pack number 6 also that has been added in also that I got to put on the website. So Saturday is going to be cray cray. It's girlfriend. It's going to be crazy. And a bag of chips. It's going to be crazy. If you called into the show or you emailed the show, there's a pretty good chance you're going to win something. And it might be something really, really big, because we have literally thousands of dollars worth of prizes. And we thank our sponsors, and we thank Gray and Big G and Darla for getting out and about and gathering all this stuff. It really is. And I know you guys and gals really enjoy the show. We appreciate all that positive feedback, but it really is you. I mean, we just answer the phone, and then it's you guys kind of going and telling us what's out in the woods. So we'll do that today. It's a little bit earlier because we have Bucks basketball tonight at 6:30. We're thrilled to have the Bucks on the air. We're not real thrilled that we got to dance around it here during the roundup, but we're all right. So we're going to go a little bit early today, 4 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Adjust your schedule accordingly. Listen on your phone, get those earbuds or whatever, and you can listen on your phone at the Civic Media app and also at 98qcountry.com. So Deer Hunters Roundup today, 4 to 6:30. We're off tomorrow, and then Friday we're back from 4 to 7 because of the Bucks. Saturday prize night, 6 to 8. Sunday also from 6 to 8. Special in-studio guest tonight, as the red carpet will be rolled out for the FPH Country Club, joining us in studio for a second big year. So we're looking forward to having them join us here in studio this afternoon. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving, former Vice President Dan Quayle says that the only difference between a yam and a potato is that one of them is spelled with an E. All right. Is that real or is that a joke? I don't know. I think this was supposed to be a joke. So tomorrow is a day when millions of Americans, of course, will eat way too much food, or just Thursday, any Thursday, pretty much. The Automobile Association of America says that there's going to be a lot of people traveling. Every year they throw numbers at you. 55 million people will be... There's just a lot of people on the road traveling today, and then tomorrow's usually kind of quiet, and then Friday is whatever Black Friday is, and Saturday is Small Business Saturday. The very first Thanksgiving meal, by the way, believed to have been held in 1621. 1621, they said, the estimate for the very first meal. And apparently Joe Biden said it was delicious. So I know. Let's get a quick, we're doing updates on the half hour. Here you go.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. 6 weeks of fighting could come to a pause very shortly as Hamas agrees to release some of the Israel hostages. ABC's Matt Gutman with details from Tel Aviv.
Israel would get at least 50 hostages, all women and children. They're going to try to keep the families together. They're going to be released in batches of 10 to 12 hostages per day over at least 4 days, possibly extending to 6 days. And during that time, they're not calling it a ceasefire. They're calling it a pause in hostilities and fightings. In addition to that, in a ratio of 3-1, Hamas will get Palestinians released from Israeli jails. And these will be women and Palestinian minors.
Sam Altman is returning to OpenAI, the company tweeting that the creator of ChatGPT will be back and the board who fired him abruptly last Friday will be replaced. Investigators in Philadelphia are processing a crime scene where a shootout left 2 people dead and 5 others wounded. They're still looking for the gunman. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court heard arguments Tuesday in a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative maps. Marquette University's John Johnson says the court will decide if so-called islands outside district borders are constitutional.
So they proposed a map that kept municipalities in a single district, even when the municipality was composed of pieces that didn't all touch each other.
Johnson spoke with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. Conservation groups are asking Governor Evers to block a proposed land exchange to build a new private golf course along Lake Michigan. Under the plan, the state would trade around 7 acres of the Black River Forest for about 9 acres of Kohler Company property. The groups say that the deal would set a bad precedent for public land use. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Bucks against the Celtics. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are in Boston tonight to take on the Celtics. Tip-off time at TD Garden, 6:30. The Bucks have a 5-game winning streak going, while Giannis, coming off Monday night's game, scoring 42 points.
I wish it was easy. I wish I could come in and score 42 every game, you know, but it's hard. You got to work extremely hard.
College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers in Florida. For the final round of the Fort Myers tip-off tournament, they take on SMU in the championship game. NFL, the Packers play the Lions tomorrow in the annual Thanksgiving Day game in Detroit. Kickoff 11:30 tomorrow morning at Ford Field. Matt LaFleur says that rookie tight end Luke Musgrave had to be hospitalized after suffering an abdominal injury against the Chargers. LaFleur telling the story when this happened.
Yeah, he's got a pretty significant injury. So, you know, I think it just speaks to his toughness because he did. Wow. That was interesting. Was that Taylor Swift?
Yes.
Okay.
Mets Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoy the magic of the holidays mixed in with country favorites during Sawyer Brown with a sprinkle of Christmas on Saturday, December 2nd at Lake of the Torches Resort Casino. You'll feel the spirit of the season as Sawyer Brown performs cherished holiday melodies and chart-topping country hits in this must-see performance. Purchase your tickets today at lakeofthetorches.com or call 1-800-25-TORCH. You must be 18 years or older to attend all shows. Music is more fun at the lake.
Hi, Chuck from Essential Shooting Supplies in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
I've been a gun enthusiast my entire life, from standing at my dad's bench as a kid to repairing guns in the military and as a gunsmith now. My goal is to match you with the right firearm, regardless of use. As a family-owned business, we understand the need to treat our customers with respect and patience when purchasing their firearms. For focused and dedicated service, come into Essential Shooting Supplies in Park Falls, Wisconsin, half mile east of Highway 13 on Highway 182, or visit us online at EssentialShootingSupplies.com.
Hunters and fishermen, preserve the beauty of your harvest this season with Wildwoods Taxidermy Studio in Fifield, Wisconsin. Travis is among the most experienced and professional taxidermists in the North Woods and beyond. Extra special care is always taken when handling and preserving your pride of the season. And if you can dream it, Travis will bring it to life. For more information, call 715-762-5550 or see wildwoodstaxidermy.biz and like them on Facebook too. Up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. You heard right, and up to $35 an hour based on experience. The Wheelway Service Department has an opening for a service technician. Make up to $35 an hour based on experience. Training will be provided. Up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. Now may be the time, the perfect time for a change. Stop in and inquire at Wheelway, Highway 13 in Fifield, Wisconsin.
The Big Dipper Bar and Restaurant, located 18 miles east of Fifield on Shady Knoll Road, is packed with musical entertainment all deer season long. Both weekends of the 9-day season feature live, nationally touring performers each day with a bonus performance Wednesday. Find us on Facebook under the Big Dipper Bar for details today.
Headed out to deer hunt? Make CWD testing part of your plan this season. Deer hunters in Wisconsin play an essential role in keeping the herd healthy by testing their deer for CWD. Test results help the Wisconsin DNR track CWD across the state. Submitting a test is quick, free, and can be done by any of our CWD sampling sites throughout the state. To find a sampling site near you, visit dnr.wi.gov and search CWD sampling.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Ho, 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 ho. Auto Value has once again teamed up with Toys for Tots to help deliver hope to less fortunate children this Christmas. Now through December 15th, you can drop off a new unwrapped toy or cash donation at any participating Auto Value parts store. Your toy or cash donation will not only help Santa, but also allow one more child to experience the magic of Christmas. On behalf of everyone at Auto Value and the North Pole, we thank you.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Country music, baby.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Happy Thanksgiving.
98Q Country.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Mostly sunny for today. Highs top out near 39 degrees. Wind southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, some cloudiness could pass through the area. Lows drop to 21. Winds turn to the north, 5 to 15. For Thanksgiving, lots more sunshine, cooler, with highs only making it into the upper 20s. Winds remain north, 5 to 15. Higher gusts possible. Thursday night, mostly clear. Lows fall back to 11. Winds northwest, 5 to 15. And then Friday, sunshine remains in the forecast and highs head back to the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now it's 21.
Come on, y'all. Here we go.
Dishing up another Thanksgiving plate of country now. Gobble, gobble.
98Q Country.
Hey, you shot my cow.
It's the second week of deer camp. I got a swollen head. I'm lying with the dust balls underneath my bed. An icy breeze is blowing in through the tongue and groove. My pants are frozen to the floor and I'm too sick to move. I didn't drink too many, only 30 cans of beer. It must have been that last shot that put me under here. It's the second week of deer camp and all the guys are here. We drink, play cards and shoot the bull, but never shoot no deer. The only time we leave the camp is when we go for beer. The second week of deer camp is the greatest time of year. I remember playing poker, that weasel must have won. He's wearing mine with swampers and sleeping with my gun. He's snoring like a chainsaw, the camp smells like a dump. And someone's dirty underwear is hanging on the pump. Mucko's in the wood box, Eener's passed out on the stove. His flannel shirt is smoking, I wonder if he knows. It's the second week of deer camp and all the guys are here. We drink, play cards and shoot the bull, but never shoot no deer. The only time we leave the camp is when we go for beer. The second week of deer camp is the greatest time of year. Vito's crawling through the door, I think he got frostbite. He passed out in the outhouse and he'd been there since last night. And Goofa stumbles through the door, he says he got a buck. He was coming from the wayside and he killed it with his truck. And Musty cracks a beer and says it's time to celebrate. Goof has got the first buck since 1968. It's the second week of deer camp and all the guys are here. We drink, play cards and shoot the bull, but never shoot no deer. The only time we leave the camp is when we go for beer. The second week of deer camp is the greatest time of year. It's the second week of deer camp and all the guys are here. We drink, play cards, and shoot the bull, but never shoot no deer.
Red, Nick.
Listen to the Beatles run, old Bo Cephas threw a jukebox needle at the honky-tonk where they boot stomp all night. What?
That's right.
Yeah, and walk to call work, digging in the dirt, gotta get it in the ground before the rain come down, to get paid, to get the girl in your four-wheel drive.
Your boy can't survive.
Yeah, the boys round here, drinking that ice-cold beer, talking about girls, talking about trucks, running them back of spit. Oh, heck. Well, the boys around here, they're keeping it country. Ain't a damn one know how to do the Dougie. No, I'm not in Kentucky, but these girls around here, yeah, they still love me. Yeah, the girls around here, they all deserve a whistle. Shaking that sugar sweet as Dixie Crystal. They like Southern drawling, just can't help it because they just keep falling for the boys around here, drinking that ice cold beer, talking about girls, talking about trucks, running them red dirt roads out, kicking up dust. The boys around here, sending up a prayer to the man upstairs, backwoods legit, don't take no lip, shoot a back, a shoot a back, a shoot a back, a spit. The only sound we have.
and the crew there.
Chris Delaney. 98Q Country Morning Show. News and sports in just a little bit here. Deer Hunters Roundup back on the air at 4 o'clock this afternoon. 4 to 6:30. Going early because we got Bucks basketball tapping in, taking on the Celtics. I think that's in Boston. 6:30. We'll have that for you right here. We need to get a little bit in the mood. And this has been a different Packers season because the Packers have struggled. But big game tomorrow against the Lions, trying to take down one of the better teams in the NFL. You win this game, now you're in the mix. You're in the wild card talk mix if you're 5-6. So let's do it. We haven't played many Packer songs lately, so let's do it. Are you ready? You ready to get ready for the Packer game tomorrow? You're not? Well, get ready, I say.
Give me some more country.
Oh, I love Thanksgiving.
No, it's my favorite time of the year.
Turkey.
Happy Turkey Day.
Now you are talking turkey, are you not?
Country.
It's time to get ready for some Packer football on Thanksgiving Day. That's right.
I think the pig ate my ticket.
On my way to the game, traffic's kinda heavy. Bratwurst on the brain, tailgate with my Chevy. The freeway's frozen hard, covered by a blizzard. Corn cobs cooking and cows in the barnyard. Past the 12 gauge, heat up a chili dog. Broken down John Deere, just call me Boss Hog. The toucher sits on a field, just west of Green Bay. Handful of no dough, we never sleep on Sunday. Reading all the signs, the pack is really packed. And everyone is proud, down at the local burger shack. Go retrieve a bit from the tapper. With the Johnsonville brat, go visit the crapper. So take your shirt off when it's 20 below. Sitting in the end zone, cheering go pack go. Yo, go. Hush up.
Oh, gosh darn it. Don't you know I'm a cheesehead baby.
Channel 2 News at a blowout at Lambeau. Always look good on Monday Night Football. Tickets sold out past the year 2000. Cheeseheads don't care. We got a yellow jet to follow them. The gold and the green, if you know what I mean. With the Super Bowl dreams of taking out all teams. The fans up here like it colder. Drinking lots of brewski
and puking in the bleachers.
Oh, gosh darn it. Don't you know I'm a cheesehead baby.
Jim Bob, where the hell's my bowling ball?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi, I'm Carrie Underwood.
wishing you a happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, everybody, I'm Kenny Chesney wishing you a happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, we're Rascal Flatts.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
98Q Country.
When I wake up in the morning light, I put on my jeans and I feel all right. I pull my blue jeans on, I pull my blue jeans on. I pull my blue jeans on, I pull my blue jeans on. It's the weekend.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
She grew up around here on the southwest side where the corn grows up to the roadside. Went to high school here, got the Panther pride. She'll be cheering them on. Where she came from, I need a pretty little homegrown hometown girl with her ribbon tied back, those waterfall curls. I've been looking all over the world for a pretty little homegrown hometown girl.
She's the salt of the earth. When she gives her love, she knows what it's worth. There's a lot of pretty girls out there to meet, but there's nothing like the one right across the street. I need a pretty girl.